How to know the truth. Truth. Some say it's all relative, but let's face it, those people are kind of missing the entire definition of truth. When something is true, it inherently means that everything else that contradicts it is not true. Truth is absolute, correct, accurate. It does not bend to feelings or changes in culture. It simply is. Truth is generally not popular opinion. Today's culture elevates acceptance, and moreover, the actual condoning of sin in the name of love, over the basic, clear-cut truth of the Bible, which always pairs love with truth. One without the other is sadly ineffective and misleading. As believers, we've seen this happening for years. It's been obvious that our road is narrow and we are not of this world, but this is where it becomes scary and slippery. That dividing line that used to distinguish us as followers of God is becoming fuzzier and fainter, and the corruption and all-out manipulation of the truth is coming from within the body of believers. The church is being swayed by the culture, ladies, and it's more important than ever that we know what it is we believe and why. Peter told us this would happen. In 2 Peter 2, 1-3, he says, "But false prophets also rose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep." So how do we avoid going along with the masses and being sucked into the widespread deception that they don't even realize they are in? Because obviously, if they knew they were being deceived, they wouldn't believe it. We surround ourselves with the truth. How to know the truth. At the risk of sounding oversimplified, I'm going to tell you how you can know what is true. Read the Bible. It really is that simple. The Bible is the inerrant word of God, or as it says about itself in Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. It has existed since before time began. As we read in John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And it will last for all eternity, according to Isaiah 48. "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of God will stand forever." In addition to God giving us His holy and true Word, He has also given His Holy Spirit to all who believe in Him. So if reading the Bible ever feels intimidating or difficult, all you have to do is pray. And remember what He tells us in John 14:26. "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." As believers, we are supposed to be growing in the Word so that we can decipher it for ourselves and lead discerning lives. We really shouldn't be relying on our pastors or devotionals to spoon-feed us day after day and week after week. Knowing what the Bible says for ourselves is the only way to ensure that we aren't easily convinced to believe the lies of the enemy. The more we study the real thing, the easier it is to spot the counterfeits that cross our paths. Where to start? If the Bible still feels like a lot to tackle, or even like you just don't have the time, then I would recommend you to start small and simple. Pick a book, such as one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and just read a little each day. Pray before you enter into the Word that God would fill you with His Holy Spirit and make the words plain and clear for you, and then just read, even if only for 5 minutes. Some other simple but effective practices you could incorporate into your life would be Bible memory and writing out Scripture. By memorizing even the shortest of verses, you are arming your heart with the truth and preparing yourself for those times when you need to be able to easily recall what it says. Similarly, when you interact with the Scripture by writing it down, you are engaging an entirely different part of your brain that allows the words to sink in even deeper, and it also gives you the time for more contemplative, slow reflection over the Scripture. If you want to take things a step farther, then I highly recommend that you learn the inductive Bible study method, which allows you to study the Bible within the context of itself without adding in any extra commentary. Precepts.org has some wonderful studies to get you started, or I also recommend the Journal and Doodle studies from StoneSoupFor5.com. So let's take this task seriously. Let's not forsake what Peter encouraged us to be able to do in 1 Peter 3:15 through 16. In your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. Let us not forget the great privilege we have of so easily being able to access the Word of God. And let's make sure we do it justice by knowing what it says and living by it. We owe it to ourselves, we owe it to our kids, and ultimately, we owe it to Him.